Hey, it's Rob Lowe, the star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios. Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high of 89. Currently, it is 62, clear skies and independence.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
Almost at that weekend, so you know I'm feeling good.
Friday Junior in the way Julie Jones like to call it.
Facts. Hey, yo, we got plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000. And some free fall cash this morning, y'all.
And your TMG goes down at 23's. TLC, they popped up on somebody in St. Louis.
Oh,
randomly.
It wasn't you?
Nah, I'm so sad.
It wasn't Mama Hustle?
Nope.
Motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Let's throw it back 30 years ago, 1995. Mom, sheet, let's go.
No such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook, cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look.
Living the life that is promising. There's numerous ways you could choose to earn funds.
Some get locked down and turn nuts. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones.
Shook ones.
Hey, the crook, son. You just shook.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
What is necessary to inspire you? What's necessary is your own choice. Do you seek to be inspired? Then respond to life with inspiration. A quiet moment can be just as inspiring as a thrilling adventure. A sudden downturn can bring positive inspiration just as surely as a run of good luck. You can respond with inspiration to random occurrences as well as to carefully planned events. You're able to find inspiration in extraordinary developments and in ordinary times. The common factor in all situations when inspiration arises is you. It's all about how you interpret what's going on and what you decided to do with it. Anything has the possibility to inspire you because you always have the choice to be inspired. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
624, high of 89, currently 63, clear skies and Operation Breakthrough. Singer Ciara shares she wrote goodies in 5 different places across the U.S. and shares more of the story behind that hit song.
You have a girl, but we're just going to chat with random people online.
The song was originally called Cookies. At first it was, I'll get you some cookies. And it's like, nah, that ain't it. We graduated from cookies to goodies. I remember sitting in a restaurant with Jazzy, saying it back to him, and he really liked it. And he was like, that's it.
You said it took her 5 different places?
Yeah, it was a long...
Bruh, what?
Yeah.
Goodies is 3.5 minutes long. It shouldn't take you that long to write that song, fam.
It was a lot of different things. The instruments that they added along the way. Heard the full story. It's very interesting. But I am happy they changed it from cookies. Cookies, goodies. Goodies sounds so much better. The cookies, pack it up. So, very happy that happened. Shout out to Mark. We'll swap it out. The next one, during a live stream, Young Thug says his relationship status with Mariah the Scientist has changed.
You have a girl. Oh, we're just gonna chat with random people online.
I got broke up with.
Oh, really?
Seriously? But I got a girl. Mm. She probably don't got a boyfriend, but I got a girl.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Gotta keep one on deck, dog.
I'm sure he does. But, yeah, well, shout out to Mariah the Scientist if that's the situation, because she's been getting, you know, dragged through the mud for several years now. At least she held him down while he was in jail. That was
oh
nice of her.
Oh, my God.
So, cheers to both of them.
Hey, y'all, this is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show, and when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103. Damn.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness. A U.S. woman's lifetime risk of breast cancer is 1 in 8. And breast cancer death rates are 40% higher among Black women. Men can get breast cancer too. Early detection is key though. Learn more about risk factors, prevention, and screenings at cancer.org. The union tenants at Bowen Tower Apartments in Raytown have officially gone on a rent strike, D, withholding their payments until further notice. And this is the third rent strike that has happened in the area, demanding better living conditions and formal meetings with landlords. One of the tenants named Elijah Brink, he's dealt with issues for months, saying that he has reported consistent problems with plumbing, air conditioning. Oh, this is the worst, bed bugs to management. But there has been no resolution, man. And he's not alone. 39 other tenants are refusing to pay October rent until their landlord meets with them to negotiate better living conditions. All of those things that I just named, plumbing, air conditioning, bed bugs.
Essentials.
Now, if I were to go home and any one of those things were out of whack, meaning if my air ain't working and I just got doing a 12-hour shift and this, you know, don't let me not have a car. So I've been on a metro too, or I've been on the buses and I've been gone for 12 hours and I'm hot and I ain't got no air at home.
This is why people pissed off right now.
What are we talking? Plumbing? Any plumbing issue is a headache at home. Imagine you turn on the water and nothing comes out, or you can't flush the toilet or something like that. And then bed bugs. Lord have mercy.
You can't even sleep in peace.
That is the worst. So, like, anybody that's going through this, you have the right to withhold your rent, especially if it's the landlord's fault. And I don't understand how the humanity of a person, the people who own these apartment complexes, because we done seen walls cave in, we done seen ceilings cave in. It's like, where's the humanity in you to not get these things fixed? Because these are people's actual homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and make sure you are taking pictures of these things so you have evidence. Make sure you document everything. That's something my mama taught me a long time ago, because she's had her own ordeal with an apartment complex. So I've seen this whole thing happened, and make sure you document and CYA.
Amen. And yeah, this is awful. I can't. KC Tennis, man, if y'all down with this, please holler at us. We need to have y'all on the show ASAP.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Shout out to Rich Harris, the Redmond kids over at Oak Grove School District, Amira, and the kids at University Academy. Shout out to Rye KC, the operators and supervisors. We appreciate all that you do. Big Reese, Wayne, Skyline, Dime Drone, Anthony Drone, Anastasia, and a big love to all the domestic violence survivors. Of course, this month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so major love to everybody that is overcoming some right now.
100%. And a big special shout out to my man, Kevin KT Taylor. And him and the family, they are going to a memorial service this morning for their aunt and second mother, Miss Phyllis Jones, tomorrow. So big love to KT and the entire Taylor family. That is a great dude. Every time he see me, it's always a prayer and big love. So I always got to show it back, D. So a man filed a lawsuit claiming he suffered serious permanent physical, mental, and emotional damages after trying to help rescue victims in the deadly partial collapse of a Midtown Casey Moe Family Dollar store. Now, he filed the suit in Jackson County Court against Arthur Fells Company, the Family Dollar Stores of Missouri LLC, the whole Family Dollar Incorporated, y'all. So the suit states that they own the property at 3726 Broadway, where the store was located. And when he finished shopping, the roof collapsed and fell into customers and others, according to the lawsuit. Now, he helped people trapped under heavy rubble from the collapse. So, Yeah, if you was walking down Broadway or drove down Broadway, you saw
it's awful.
You saw the collapse of this thing and how you knew eventually one day it was just all going to fall.
Which is all we just talked about, negligence from landlords, and this is no different. This is the same exact negligence. Whether you know, we understand it's a mass company, but when you have these companies that you own in a variety of states, you have to have people that care about it to make sure that things are where they should be.
Negligence in the highest form, D. The pillar that fell in front of the building was knocked down when it was run into by a vehicle in 2016. So these repairs that might have cost you, I'm throwing a number out, $100,000 or something.
Now it's going to cost you your store.
A couple millions now, or your store. So that's just, you got to stay on top of things like that.
I'm happy that there's some lawsuits that are put on the table.
Lawyer D, you getting? They hiring you?
No. It'll be named after me by the time I'm done with
Yikes.
It.
Yikes!
The hustle dollar. I like that.
That got a little ring to it.
I'm trying to tell you.
You got something with that.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
724. It's a high of 89. Currently 65 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Imagine performing TLC's classic hit Waterfalls at your local bar and they unexpectedly pop up on stage. Well, this is what happened over in St. Louis as a singer named Tish Period experienced this entire moment. The singer shared with the news station that she was honored and believes that God was going to make sure it happened for her to be able to see TLC. So I believe right before that they were performing, they drove by, they overheard that this bar was playing their hits and they just decided to stop in. The video has been going viral everywhere, but it's beautiful to see moments like that are just down to earth. And shout out to TLC just still being down to earth.
Bobby Brown better not catch me at an open mic night here in Kansas City singing Don't Be Cruel. So he might sign me to a contract.
See, I would like to see him perform Roni. That would be fire.
The newest member of New Edition.
Yeah, I can see that for you.
Be shining. Let's go.
I like it. Let's make that thing happen.
Please do.
Switching over to more of a serious conversation. Grief is always something that continues to pop up no matter when you might have lost somebody. Well, Mariah Carey talks about losing her mother and the complex relationship that they've always had.
Going through all that other stuff while making the album, it was extremely difficult for me to navigate. And it was tough because I have always had an interesting relationship with my mother. It hasn't been easy, but towards the end, I was with her the whole time.
Losing a parent is losing a part of you. I think I just figured that out, like, while I was playing. When my daddy died, I just knew it was a big old hit to the face. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to express it any way other than that and just deal with it.
Yeah. And grief is something that pops up too. So sending love to everybody that has lost somebody close to them. Sending you love and strength.
This is Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
This has been a hot topic online of parents just helping their kids, but financially helping their adult kids past the age of 25. Now, I want to ask you, B, of course, and our cousins out there, give us a call. Should parents still be financially helping their adult kids past the age of 25? 816-540-1033. Got to hear from you on this.
Yes.
Yes. I agree with you.
I know, like, one day when I become a parent, I'm never gonna stop having my kids back.
As long
like,
as you have ever. The ability to, I think that's the intentions.
Now I will say, look, it's a little embarrassing sometimes. I'll let y'all in on a little something. I was exchanging numbers with somebody the other day at the tailgate, and you know when you call somebody,
say it like that.
You know when you call somebody, the name pops up. Well, we exchanged numbers. I called. I was like, oh, that's my mama. Well, you know, she found out. Look, I'm still on my mama's phone bill. I am.
Even that's clutch.
Even at that.
A lot of people are, though. I've heard that.
Bro, I ain't never paid a phone bill.
That's what's up.
Ever.
That was the first bill I owned myself was my phone bill. So
since 2000, what?
That's cool.
My first phone was Sprint, 2003.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not. Hopefully she ain't listening. I ain't saying a word. Appreciate you, mama. So,
I like
yeah.
That.
She's still.
See, well, I guess we understand B's point of view. He's 52 mm-hmm. and his mom still pays his bill.
I'm 52? All right, what?
It's a joke. Golly. It's a joke. 816-540-1033. Our cousin's already hitting the line.
I think this conversation goes to something we talked about before. Mm-hmm. It's like kicking kids out. When they're 18 in our communities, which I think we find out now.
Yeah, I'm not fond of that at all.
Nah, ain't it's not the best thing. We seen other communities and other groups. They have, you know, generations on generations in one house. Now it's a big old house to where they can do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really want to encourage and put on people's minds that's listening this morning. Don't kick your kids out of the house as soon as they turn 18. Now it's different if I don't even want to say it's different if they're not doing anything, because that only makes it worse. You got to help them out if they have a problem with not being productive or whatever.
Because being a parent never stops, no matter how old your kid is.
So I want to encourage people to stay in those houses, build generations in those houses. I'm not saying...
And teach them the skills so that they can go forth and conquer. But if you know you ain't taught your baby enough and they didn't retain enough, mm-hmm. kicking them out at the age of 18 is setting them up for failure. And it's enough systematic oppression going on. Let's not do that to our babies.
Facts. Let's see what Kansas City has to say. Good morning, cousin.
I am in complete agreement with parents helping their kids. So much so that me and my son actually rent a house together. As in, I pay half and he pay half. Because... right now, the way rent is and everything, nobody can afford to do it by themselves. So he wanted to live in North Kansas City for his kids. My kids are grown. I was like, okay, fine. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, baller.
It's the only way to make it right now.
You adopting?
No.
we was checking. But I understand where you're coming from, and I definitely agree that putting it forward, especially with your kids, when you see them doing good, is a bonus. Now, when people, you know, when people's kids are taking advantage of them, I think that's a different situation.
True, but that's their option, whether or not they want to help their kids, whether or not they're taking advantage of them or not. Mm-hmm. It ain't nobody else's business.
Hello.
What's your name, cousin?
This is Nicole, Kansas City, Missouri. Hey. Go Chiefs!
You better rep it, Nicole.
You know it. Thank you, Nicole.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too.
Absolutely. I have two kids, one 27 and one 33. And any and everything that they need, I'm doing. I'm helping.
That's good.
My daughter lives in Atlanta. She's an RN. I still pay some of her bills.
I love that.
Do you feel like your kids are still able to be responsible while you help them do this?
Absolutely.
I love it.
My daughter is a saver. She knows how to handle her money very well. It's just, you know, certain bills that I've always paid for her. And even though she's on her own and a nurse, it's just something that myself and my husband said we're going to do.
Sounds like you and the hubby raised them right. Shout out to y'all.
Thank you, Shonda G. We appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine. Have a good one and be a blessing, okay?
You too. Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826 on your time, high of 89, currently 65, partly cloudy skies at KCK. Would you be here for a reboot of 101? I don't know. I might be. Flex Alexander sits down over at our cousin station in Atlanta and says it might actually happen.
I pitched it. I've been talking to the producers who I originally pitched it to literally for about 8 years. We had real heat on it right before the pandemic. So I'm hopeful that it will still happen. Kyla and I spoke. I was like, yo, let's just go in together. And she's like, I'm down. Everybody's down.
I love it.
I don't know. I'm assuming you didn't watch this show when it was on.
I didn't think anybody watched it.
Yeah.
A reunion?
Not a reunion.
It's just, or what? A reboot? Okay, my bad. Excuse me. My bad. This is one of them shows I'm like,
I love this
people
show.
Watch this?
Yes.
Like, anything with Flex Alexander, I just automatically delete out of my head really? And dismiss it. Like, y'all.
I think the whole thing with him dressing up as MJ was well after this. I think. I don't know. But I only knew him from this.
So before then, before this, mm-hmm. he was on Homeboys from Outer Space.
Got
which
you.
Was a terrible, terrible.
Now that's
terrible.
The one that I feel like nobody was watching, but I wouldn't know. But one-on-one was a, oh my goodness, that was a bop. And Ray J actually was on the end of that. I vaguely remember that.
Y'all talking to somebody who only watched maybe 3 or 4 sitcoms in my whole life. The last one being...
Ain't that crazy, cousin?
What, the Wayans Brothers? That's the one I watched.
Era like, Brothers.
Yeah.
That's so, it? That's crazy.
That ended in 2000.
Yeah. Well, cousin, let us know if you be here for a reboot. 816-900-4103. Speaking about Ray J being on the last few seasons of that, he's actually being sued by Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner. They, quote unquote, are fed up with Ray J, claiming that they're the subject of a federal criminal racketeering investigation. So they're suing him for defamation.
Won't they do?
We'll see where that goes. I'm sure it'll be removed. Who knows?
We're going to have a wang dang doodle.
We'll keep you up to speed if you care.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those social, balanced, and intellectual Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to gospel singer Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Happy birthday to rapper, TV personality, and host William Hayes. Sending over a birthday shout out to rapper and actor Deshaun Holton. A major happy birthday to Grammy nominated singer Freddie Jackson. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to R&B singer, songwriter, and actress, and a member of Xscape. Happy birthday to Latasha Scott.
All right, D, let's take it home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Rodrigo Alvarez, Kimberly Malone, and Juan Rojas Cox. Sending birthday love to Mariah and Rachel Santillan, Alice Faye Harper, and Michaela Flores. Happy birthday, Steph D. Marshall, plus everybody else born on October 2nd. Happy birthday, Libra, celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy
birthday, put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car. Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Michelle.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
Nothing. Getting ready to get up out of here. Run some errands.
Okay.
What's your check engine light looking like?
Gas. Need gas.
No!
Oh, your gas light is
gas
on.
Light.
You know your car, huh?
To do this, though.
Well, ride it till the wheels fall off, cousin. $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom instant ticket is on the line. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $75,000. You can spend that on a buku amount of gas and get you qualified for $1,000 in our free fall cash contest. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know. She don't that really know. Turns me on. She'll never get.
You're my little secret, and that's how we should keep it. Never, never know, never let it show, because you know that I know that we should never let it go.
Hey! Yes, cousin, okay?
Just like Latasha Scott.
There you go. You getting that hookup with that $30 Kansas Lottery instant ticket, and your name is now qualified for that $1,000 of free fall cash. You get all that money, cousin. What would you spend it on?
Thanks, my grandkids.
Oh, that's a beautiful answer.
Cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine. Hot 103 Jam. Don't forget to dunk that
thing. Making that real money.